We have officially started.
Okay.
No! No! That's called bad parenting right there. Talk to your daddy.
He's
dead right here. Oh, well, walk down.
Granddaddy.
Oh, yeah. Talk to your granddaddy.
Granddaddy. It's your granddaddy.
Do you need your daddy? Do you need your daddy? What do you need, baby? Because we're live. The whole world is watching us. What do you need? Yeah. Hey. Why are you carrying that flip phone around?
You get a flip phone.
Okay, what you need, baby?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Come here, boy.
Okay, yeah. Go to your daddy. Okay. So, anyway.
It's your granddaddy! That's your granddaddy!
Just many woes of being a parent.
You're not calling that note.
Oh my gosh.
Granddaddy!
This light is like right in my face.
I like it. It's
like
right it might draw bugs though.
Yes.
I'm gonna spray it. Like.
Oh gosh.
Wait, let me get your bosoms.
Let me get my bosoms. Oh, you got it in my mouth.
Oh, well, it's mechanical, so. It's organic.
It's organic
buzz.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh.
That means the buzz won't bite you in the lips, though.
That means meet me later on tonight.
Yeah. I'm trying on my head.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah, that's because you're the one with the Lamborghini, right? from Italy?
I thought I had the man from Italy.
We had two from Italy.
Oh.
Well, yours is from Sicily. Yeah. Okay.
You just get sketchier and sketchier. By
it does.
More
it
confusing
does.
Than the coronavirus.
Oh my gosh.
The Rona.
Are we really live?
I reckon. Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon so.
Come closer.
I reckon.
Okay. So tonight we are talking about.
Single.
We're talking like, about. Men with beards and how hot men with beards are.
Life.
I love men with beards. Okay, you need to take that inside.
You got a man with a beard right there.
Yes, right. So I'm talking about men with beards.
I don't care for the beard.
Hello.
The bearded face. It's not for me.
So we've been.
I mean,
I've been
with or without. Like
we've been at the pool all day swimming.
Not me. I've been toiling over a hot grill.
She's been cooking. We've been swimming.
I've been shopping, wearing a hot mask, pushing a buggy.
She's been shopping. We're here. We're down south, and we're fighting off the bugs. I posted a video of this big.
Was it like a daddy long leg?
Where's that?
Was it a real spider or a daddy long leg? The daddy long leg spider? Daddy long legs?
No. It was like this big, and it was like black, and it was like
ew.
Yeah, and it had like a sack.
That was like a black widow. Charlotte.
No, it wasn't.
That was Charlotte.
It was attached to his abdomen.
That was Charlotte. He killed Charlotte.
I didn't do it. Dad. I said, Daddy.
Where was the spider?
The spider was right there by the pool.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay, as long as it wasn't in the house.
It was right there by the pool.
I'm all right.
And Daddy came over.
And squished it with his
foot. Yeah. I was like, dang, Dad, dang.
What you wanted to do? Set him free?
Set him free somewhere. No. He could have set him free.
Don't. He's already free. How much free can he get?
Give him free. Like, throw him in the.
No.
In the.
He just okay. Like, we killed this today when we're sitting out there. This lizard came back four times. The same lizard. Like, we ran him off, setting him free. He came right on back.
See, the lizard came back.
You wanna die.
The lizard came back.
And then I found him dead.
Where'd you find him? Did he drink some pool water?
I guess. And I just found him dead.
You found him dead. Was it at Walgreens?
I found Mr. Lizard dead.
Mr. Lizard, you found Mr. Lizard dead.
I found Mr. Lizard dead. Laying on his back. In the pipes.
You found him dead.
I found him dead in the
pipes. She found Mr. Lizard dead in the pipes.
At the 4 cents.
Okay. So you need to move up. I mean, this light is like.
It's good for me. It ain't gonna. It's not gonna. It's not. That's terrible.
That's better. Okay. Now they can see you.
They can see me before. They not trying to see me like.
I mean, you can always see me.
Like I'm a ghost.
Because I'm always
in the spotlight, always taking pictures.
Oh my gosh, no. Okay, so like tonight we're talking about. Oh! And that's what happens when you have.
So you have to prop. See, that's it's not a good spot. Okay,
it's right there.
No. It's because the light is on that side. It needs to be propped on the other side.
What about if we like?
How about okay, we're having kids to hold
we're
it.
Having technical difficulties.
How about we get
right
one
here?
Of the kids? To
no,
hold
we're not gonna get one of the kids. There,
hold the light, child. Hold the light for your freedom.
Okay,
for your daily bread.
So, oh, they're telling our followers that we're live.
We're live.
Okay, so anyway, let's go on with our show.
I just know that with both.
What happened? Where's the spray?
I don't know.
Where's the spray?
I don't know. I'm just gonna spray it in the air.
Ah, you got me in the eye! She got me in the eye! The time I took my shades, ugh.
Feels cool.
It does feel cool.
It's like a mist. It's a mist.
What is that? That's something from the WhatsApp. Okay, there we go.
A mist.
Okay, so now, earlier today, while we were working out,
found a lizard dead.
Before she found a dead lizard, just in the parking lot of Walgreens, we were in our little gym. Our parents haven't worked out. Yeah. We were talking about men, right?
We're on that Kanye workout plan.
Okay, she is. She's had a little bit too much, but yeah. So we were talking about like how you need to, how women, I can't even get it out. Tito's is like talking to
See,
me.
See, I'm not the only one.
So no, like how can I put this?
I only drink. When I'm
how women are tired of being in a man's corner. Okay. How women are tired of being in a man's corner when we get nothing in return. Huh? Oh, okay. Can we hurry up? Because it's getting dark.
Okay. It's getting okay. Light.
So, that's what we were talking about. And we were saying that it just makes no sense that women go above and beyond in relationships and some men just don't,
because as women we are always the caregivers. No matter what, the woman is always has the biggest responsibility falls on the woman or the mommy, you know, the woman of the relationship. That's just traditionally how it is because we're the nurturers of the relationship, you know what I mean? So we always end up nurturing everyone, and even when we need to be nurtured, you know. Or at least, like, I don't need a lot of nurturing, but sometimes I need some encouragement or just to tell me, hey, babe, you're doing great. You know, I appreciate what you're doing. Sometimes that can be really, you know, that's really important. But you have to be each other's cheerleader.
Oh, this person, too dumb at sex, says ladies are the bright light in darkest night. Oh, that's so sweet. Because, you know, it's like we need more compliments, especially within a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and a lot of men don't
give. Or just appreciation.
Appreciation.
Yeah, appreciation.
That's it. Appreciation. Mm-hmm. Women want to be appreciated.
Yep.
Because it's like we put everything on hold. But
to
men,
raise the kids.
To raise the kids.
Take care of the house. Make sure everybody's fed, taking their vitamins. Right. Exercise
everything, but
everything.
Men
make sure you
like,
get work on time, your lunch is fixed.
But men, that. Do men do that? Mm. I mean, there are some. And that for those that do, like you completely, we give you your props, like for real. It says, well, both of you sound beautiful and caring. Anybody that has a woman like you should count their lucky stars.
Thank you.
That's thank you. They need to talk to Tommy, huh?
But Tommy died.
Found him in the basement. Tommy died. Just like Mr. Lizard.
Mr. Lizard. He was stiff on his back.
On his back.
He was on his back.
Little feet dug.
He was like on his back.
Like this.
He was on his back. He was doing a thriller.
His little hands.
You know, and so like, but women, we do a lot.
Yeah.
And
without even knowing.
Without even knowing.
Taking it on. You're always like, I'm not doing that for a man. But we end up doing it anyway.
And women have more nervous breakdowns and don't even realize it.
And we carry our stress close to our hearts. We carry it. And a lot of women have actually a higher record of
we are now following the show. What do you ladies talk about? We talk about everything under the sun.
We freestyle.
We get some shots in our system and we freestyle.
A little bit too free.
Give us free. Oh, she's yawning. She can't even see you. You need to move over.
I'm close enough. They
okay. So yeah, you know, like I mean, and women, if you've had nervous breakdowns, don't be ashamed to say it. I mean, I can tell you that I've had like two because of stress.
Too much stress.
So, I mean, because of jobs.
And nobody to unload it on.
Right. And no one. So, I mean, it's difficult. So don't be ashamed of that.
Don't be ashamed.
You know, and like, taking care of the children, and then if you're the only one that's involved in their education while your mate is not, that's super hard.
Or like if you have a husband that works all the time,
right?
And he looks for you to do everything. That's just difficult.
Self-care is important. You know, self-care. Believe me, self-care. I go and I get waxed. That's my self-care.
Care for myself in another way, but okay.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but anyway, what are you?
I'm spraying.
You're still spraying me.
I'm spraying me.
Oh. Okay.
Did it get you?
Yeah, it did.
Something was crawling on my leg.
Okay.
I had to wash him away.
She's spraying. So no one takes into account that the woman's stress level in working, right?
Right.
In the house, education, ladies are the backbone. Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
Very true.
Ladies are.
Yeah.
And
whether
like,
we want to take on that responsibility or not, we do it anyway.
But then, you know, we have some men that say like, oh, well, you try to be too controlling, or you try to do everything. You try to do a man's job. But if he's not getting up,
then you who's gonna step up?
Are you gonna let your household fail?
Exactly.
Are you gonna let your kids go hungry?
Right.
You
or
know,
go without homework.
Are you gonna go without?
Yeah.
So who's gonna step up and be the adult?
Yeah.
So women, if your guy says that, then they don't appreciate you,
or they just don't understand what you're doing.
So we are two men in relationship with women, and we basically follow our ladies' orders.
Smart guy.
Right.
Smart
exactly. Exactly.
I mean, no, seriously. You should be like partners. Because you
partners,
really
yeah.
you need each other. You really, really need each other.
So,
but yeah,
you know what
listen.
Dad said? Dad said it should never be 50-50. Dad said it should be 100-100.
That's very true.
Because he said, our dad now. Our dad said, because where's that other 50 gonna go?
Yeah.
That other 50 could go.
Somebody else. Yeah. Yeah. That is true. I never thought about
it. Dad said 100-100.
Yeah.
That's
you give 100, he gives 100. Each spouse gives 100. That makes good sense.
You both give 100.
That makes good sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my dad said.
100-100.
Our dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got the feet like that. I got his forehead.
And the cheek.
Well, I'm trying to cover.
She got the cheek.
I got the. I'm trying to cover mine. But anyway,
it's dark out here. It's pretty much.
It's dark. Yeah, we've only been talking for like 14 minutes.
I know. And I got a rash. Look at that. You can see it.
She's got a rash.
It's not a COVID. It's not a.
She's got a rash.
It's not a contagious rash. It's heat.
So our ladies run things to their liking, and we always let them know we are there for them.
They're doing a great job, and we couldn't be where we are without their
strength.
MG. Like,
that's
for real.
Yeah.
Where would you guys be without your woman? But you know what? You have to have that good mate that is going to be there for you, and that is going to motivate you to do better. Better person. Because if you have a mate that is not going to be there for you, that is not motivating, that is like completely opposite of what...
Or negative.
Oh. How many have you guys ever dated like a negative person or married a negative person?
I've been married one other time, so no, only my ex was a negative. He was just an a-hole.
Okay.
He was.
And Tommy died
to me. He was to me.
They motivated us to start the show called Two Dumbasses.
There you go.
Well, yeah, we're going to, hey, when is your show playing? So, because we want to call in on that.
Yeah.
And shed some light on dumbasses. Because we've got some dumbasses for you. We're not going to give their real names out, though.
I have no idea, but
is it still?
But Tommy,
it's
Prosecco. No, I didn't drink it all.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah, go ahead. Take that to the
easy. Okay, so it says they broadcast on Sundays at 6:15 Central Time. That's PM, I hope.
Yeah.
Because we're not up in the
AM. Unless you rebroadcast it.
Right.
I can send you a message later on.
No, he said, yeah.
Okay.
Because she's not an early bird.
And I really should be because I could get a lot more stuff done.
I'm trying to work on her. So I guess I'm going to have to be her life partner.
I have to go to bed at 8.
Yeah. See, I can go to bed late. My late is 10 o'clock. After you have kids, it's like, it's over. It's done.
Really?
It's a, none of us are early birds. Oh, I feel something crawling on me.
I'm glad we bought that. It's like perfume. You're spreading it like perfume.
Oh, my gosh. With these bugs, they drink out here. This is nothing.
Maybe because it's botanical. We need probably some real chemicals.
Yeah.
Some real, it says DEET free, right?
We need some Agent Orange spray or something.
Yeah, we need some DEET.
Yeah, we need that real stuff that causes birth defects.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not having any more babies.
You don't grow a tail, though.
You're not having any babies, so hey, it's all good, right?
Yeah. As long as it's a small tail, I can get it,
Small, that might be sexy, right?
Little curly tail.
Devil horns.
And I cut a little hole in my jeans.
Yeah.
Just, hey.
Yeah. That might be cool.
And I can join the circus.
You can join the circus.
Sexy circus.
Okay. All right. He's going to take off. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. Sunday Central Time, 6:15. Thank you. Bye. So you guys, you can follow us. Well, you can go to my website at positiveecs.com. And how can they follow you
through
on Instagram?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Through
yeah.
You.
So if you follow me on Instagram, you're pretty much.
What the heck? I don't know.
Oh.
Secret.
Okay.
That's what we ain't.
Message not found.
That's
okay,
weird.
You guys tell me. I don't know who's out. I don't see anybody there, but tell me if you guys' phone messed up today. Because like everybody's phone was messed up.
Oh my, I tried to call you.
What the heck was that? Was that a shooting star?
It's that right there, that thing.
Oh.
Yeah,
so we don't know what happened today. Like, okay.
Are we swimming at night?
There's no lights in the pool. I'm not getting in that pool with no lights.
Was it cold?
It was freezing.
Really?
Until you got used to it.
Oh.
That's why I wanted Dad to do the hot tub, but he put too much chemicals in it.
We can scoop out the fur. The foam.
Okay.
You went to a foam party. A little foam never hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, we got enough spray. Yeah, well, the bugs will stay away. Okay, so, yeah.
I'll swim tomorrow.
We'll swim tomorrow.
Because it'll be ready tomorrow. Because my lower back is hurting from squatting and deadlifts and et cetera, et cetera. So
to all of our people in Sweden, Thank you.
Love and the sweetest.
Because you guys have been motivating to us.
Oh my gosh. Love and the sweetest.
Yeah, okay. I think that's kind of weird.
Oh, I didn't mean to be.
I did FCC, it. Please don't call us. It was her.
That's my accent. That was, okay.
So would you like if they had a hip-hop accent?
Maybe.
If it was Paul Wall.
It was like Megan.
I'm talking about a guy.
Oh. Well, if it's a girl. Oh. If it's a girl. Your head.
Oh, oh my God. Oh, excuse me.
That's just bad.
I'm sorry. Bad manners.
Mom, she's doing bad manners.
Don't call mom. Don't call her.
She's having bad manners.
Don't call mommy.
She's having a bad manners episode.
Don't call mommy.
Now, actually, maybe we're talking.
You know she'll say that.
You're not raised by wolves in a barn.
Oh, yeah.
Wolves in a barn.
Wolves don't even live in a barn.
wolves in a pack. Wolves in a pack.
Wolves
den,
in a pack.
Den.
Wolves in a den.
Wolf den. But they run in a pack, right?
Yeah, wolves run in a pack.
There you go.
But they don't live in a barn.
If they're domesticated, like half dogs.
What? So they be half like shepherd and half husky?
There you go.
Like Gizmo.
Like we had, see?
We had a dog named Gizmo.
He was so sweet. He's in heaven now.
Yes. I think he's buried in Monterey.
Yeah,
Monterey.
In a pretty place where there's a cliff and a view.
Monterey.
I can just see
California.
You know how they sit up on the little haunt, like little haunt? He's just sitting up, just like looking over.
Looking at the stars.
Yep.
Little Gizmo.
Yep.
We got him when he was a puppy.
Remember, he was so fluffy and cute.
Yeah.
He could barely run, and we fed him a bottle.
And he would just sit.
Because he was, like, tired of running. Like, I'm too fat and fluffy.
Yeah.
So,
I think that'd be, like, $5 or $10.
$20 bucks.
$20
in front of the grocery store.
Daddy, can we get a puppy, please?
And he was like, is that your dog?
No, we were there.
No, we wasn't. He brought
him. I was there.
Oh, I was.
I was there because we got him by Alpha Beta.
Yeah, in front of the grocery
store. If you're from California, then you know where Alpha Beta's is.
He's in front of the grocery store.
Union City, Alpha Beta's was right there next to Thrifty's.
Good dog for $20.
$20. This is like a bunch of little mutts.
Little pup. Yeah.
They were mixed.
Yeah, because the dog probably broke. The shepherd broke into the husky backyard.
And they just make you love
to the inside. the doggy inside.
The dog to the inside.
They did
a doggy style.
Oh, that's probably the only way they can. But okay.
Ew. Yeah, I think that's the only way dogs can.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Dogs, I don't want to imagine the deal. Pretty sure.
Yeah, that's the only way.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I didn't major in science. My major was psychology.
I can't even imagine.
Well, yours was like business or something.
It was psychology at first, but when I went back again, it was business. I went back on my own dime.
Yeah, because mom and dad paid for her.
They were like, mom was like, okay, baby, well, I encourage you to go back, but you do it this time. It's going to be on your own dime. She said it so sweetly. It's going to be on your own money.
When are you getting out of college? People keep asking about you. It's been 6 years. Yeah, she is.
Not really, no. I was just, no. The thing is, I was the guinea pig child.
So if she was the love child.
If you're the guinea pig child.
Our mom was the first football one.
They're gonna take special care with you.
I was, see this face.
I was the guinea pig child.
Oh,
I was the
dear.
Experimental child.
You remember you used to do that? Oh, dear.
I was the experimental child. So.
Oh, dear.
So that's why I was, you know. And I was such a sweet child.
I was a sweet child. I was an active child. I told you what I wanted, when I wanted.
That's not a sweet child.
That is sweet.
That's a
because you tell
that's
them
a demanding
fun.
Little brat.
Dad said when I was born and he was rocking me, and I was like a newborn, and he stopped rocking me. I grabbed his shirt and started pulling it, and then he started rocking me again.
Demanding little brat. Demanding little
I'm
brat.
I'm sorry. I've always been demanding.
Demanding little brat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm wearing my sunglasses at night because I'm so cool. Well, no, because the light's like right in my eye. So,
DLB.
That's his eye.
Well, it's getting very dark out here.
It's getting dark.
I don't want the creatures to come.
I'm not scared of the creatures. I ain't scared of the creatures.
No, if you heard that creature the other day, it was a growl. Like,
and it doesn't help if you're scared of every little
by. I'm serious. Like, okay, so like sometimes we're out here in the woods and we hear like woodpeckers, which sound like the noise that the predator made.
I know what a woodpecker is. Pecking. The predator don't
make. But it sound like the you know that little pecking noise that the so like we heard this other we're sitting over here in the daytime. We're sitting over here and we just heard this. Like if we hear it right now,
I'm leaving everything right here.
Saying
goodbye right now. We're not coming back.
Tomorrow
when the sun is real high.
But we're sending the man of the house out here to collect the things.
I'm not taking the plate. I'm grabbing my cell phone.
And you guys we're live right now.
Maybe cell phone.
You're gonna see us run because I got another phone right here, so this one can stay. So this would be the last survivor.
Every light in the house.
This would be the last survivor.
Somebody
right got
here. Me to tell the story so y'all can see if the chupacabra comes up, then hey.
What does that do? Oh. Okay. I don't know. Filter. Oh, how do I get rid of it? Oh, okay, there we go. All right, we're still learning this. What is that?
Does the monster sound like that?
Oh, that's filters. Oh, look at that. Okay. So anyway. No, it didn't sound like that. It was growling. It was whatever it was growling over there.
So y'all didn't see it was broad daylight.
We didn't see it. It was broad daylight and it was growling over
there. Maybe it was like a squirrel. Growling squirrel.
When do squirrels growl?
Growling squirrel.
When do squirrels growl?
It's different kinds of squirrels out here. Growling squirrel. I don't know. Like,
when the squirrel
maybe it was a little possum.
A possum?
Possums growl.
I haven't seen any possums since mom and dad's been here.
Well, yeah, you didn't see him, but
haven't seen any. You know what? Come to think of it, I haven't even seen any deer since they've been here. When they first moved here, they used to come in the backyard and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now they have a barrier.
Well, they have like a fence and stuff, but they can still walk around. I haven't seen any.
They're walking around
Yeah,
they got sense enough to walk around the fence.
Because I would still see them in the front yard.
Yeah, I've seen them in the front yard too, eating. But it's not their season. Like early, like so in September.
Well, they're out in D.C.
August, September, that's their mating season.
She knows.
My stomach is because I know when to watch out for them. Because like when I come around, you know
she hit one.
Yeah, I did. Like I've been in the car. Jay hit one. When we're driving into Virginia from West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. It hit it. And the fur was in the bumper.
Oh, in the bumper?
Yeah, the little fur. And we think that we're, you know, hurting these. They got off and shook it off and kept it moving.
Okay, so like I was going to Point Reyes. Oh, my hair looks crazy. I was going to Point Reyes and one like ran into my van. And then I was trying to go, and he backed up again and hit it again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He was on drugs.
Yeah. What was he? He was foraging. He probably got some of the devil's lettuce. You guys know what the devil's lettuce is.
Like weed?
That's the devil's lettuce.
So he got some pure
he got
pure
some,
marijuana.
It's a devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
So he was just on one. He was on one. Not...
And then our cousin, who's a vet, she was more concerned about the creature than us. Like, but that creature, because, you know, they can really do damage.
Oh, yes. They can. Actually, you probably can suffer life-threatening, if not fatal, wounds.
Right.
If say he comes to the windshield or you hit him hard, it's like it feels like their bodies are very sturdy.
Yeah.
It feels like you're hitting a brick wall. It's weird. Yeah. Cause I hit one too leaving the place I used to work, school I used to work.
So like in Flagstaff, Arizona, you see a lot of trucks with those guardrails on them.
Yeah.
You know,
just to
protect their vehicle, their truck, because they, and there, it's not just deer, it's like those elks.
Oh, those, you don't want to hit one of them.
Yeah.
Elk, oh my gosh.
Those big mighty.
I don't even want to be mighty. I don't even want to
meet one. Okay, I got to use another one.
I don't even want to meet one of them on foot,
right,
let alone be a vehicle.
Yeah, like those elk. They look like deer on steroids.
Like a moose, almost. Like a moose.
Yeah. So what is a moose? What is that plural? Is it meese?
Just moose.
Moose? What are they, singular?
Moose.
Plural.
Moose.
Mooses?
No, mooses.
Moose. No.
Like fishes.
Fish.
Just think about fish. Several fish. Several moose.
So fishy?
Several moose. Several moose were crossing.
Geese and goose.
That's, geese and goose.
The English language.
It's very difficult to learn. So I understand if you don't. If English is not your first language, it is very difficult because we have a lot of words that don't make a lot of sense.
Wow, did she just say that?
Yeah.
And like,
we have words that don't make sense.
But she said that like super fast, right? Like she was twisted. Like that rapper, you remember Twisted?
You're right.
Oh my gosh. Like she just like, kind of covered.
Yay, it's the only styrofoam.
Pawpaw's Pizza Factory.
Really? You came from in the house.
Mom took a cup from Pawpaw's.
I guess. Pizza. I think they went out of business. That's why all that styrofoam was up here.
Really? Mom's getting cups from me. Okay. I'm sorry.
All of them didn't have writing. So I have some cups that don't have any writing, but
wow.
I just didn't feel like getting champagne for these because I just didn't feel like it. I was done. I grilled chicken. I cut up salad. I've been at the store. I've been dealing with, I had work calls during the time. My friends demanding of me.
And then Tommy died.
I can't.
Tommy died.
We found him. We found him flat on his back.
At Walgreens. Parking lot.
In a pipe. Inside a pipe.
Inside a
little
pipe.
Water pipe. Yeah.
Holding a bottle.
Clutching it. Little claws. little lizard claws. Like this.
It was clutching. It was like.
Like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Tommy said.
You said it.
You're thinking it. That was on last night.
I know. I saw it.
Ethan and Aiden like it too.
They do. Oh my.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
Probably because of.
Yeah.
Boys.
They are.
Yeah. They're not attractive. Yeah.
No, they're.
If you look
not.
Really close, you would think something's not right.
Not. They look scary with those eyes.
Yeah, those contacts. Your eyes are super dark. You don't need to wear blue.
It was like sky blue.
Yeah.
Type
and your eyes are dark, like black almost. Yeah. They're not going to blend well. You need like, and I know this, you need like the three tones that
she knows
that have like a brownish and a greenish, you know, because warm tones go with browner skin. You know what I mean? Whereas cool tones go with lighter skin. So lighter skin can wear like real contacts. You know what I mean? It just doesn't.
Well, I'm chocolate, so I wouldn't know. Cinnamon
walnut.
Wow, that's number 33. That's number 33. So for you guys that know, that's number 33.
That used to be my bronzer when I wore Mary Kay. It was walnut bronze. That was my color.
What the hell is walnut bronze?
If you wear Mary Kay, that was the name of Mary Kay's. My color, walnut bronze.
I just went to Walgreens and got dark tan.
Walnut bronze. Bronze is good on brown. Bronze is good on every skin because if your skin is, you have, again, lighter skin, like Caucasian skin, when you put the bronze on there, it looks sparkly and like you got a little tan. And then on brown cinnamon skin, it looks like, you're kissed by the sun rays. And you just sparkle like a goddess.
Like a goddess. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Just mad because I sparkle like.
Oh yes, I'm just so upset. Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah, you get that. But our great.
It's our family.
Yeah.
Like what's the word? Habesian. Like a Habesian goddess.
And what is that?
It just means people from that region.
Okay.
Because we were like, Habesha? It was so much. So I had to look it up.
Looked it up.
Yeah, people are calling you something you want to know. I want to know what it means.
Like they call you something out of your name.
Right. I need to know. Do I need to go find them and retaliate? Now, what'd you call me last week?
Last week?
What'd you know? I was walking, coming from the bus stop, and you called me what? No. I need to be clear.
Well, according to Wikipedia,
that means knock kneed heifer. I'm not feeling that title. No. I'm not feeling that title. So I need to know if it's a good.
Oh, geez. What is that? That's me?
My phone doesn't make.
I don't make that noise.
Glamorous.
That's you.
No. Mine is, hello, you have your call. Your phone is speaking.
What the heck? I don't. Okay.
Let me look up. Are there some aliens around here?
They're calling your phone.
They call it, and they're calling
they
my
found
phone.
Your phone.
The aliens found my
they
phone.
Found your phone.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, we've been talking for 35 minutes, so, and it's pretty dark.
What?
Who is that? Oh. Okay.
A fantasy.
All right. So, anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. It has been awesome. We'll be here all.
You've seen these pictures before.
I just looked at the stomach. How many sit-ups do you have to do to get a six-pack?
We're
like
probably
that?
About 2,000 sit-ups away from that.
In a lifetime.
Yeah. We're probably about 10,000 sit-ups away from that.
10,000. Okay.
So if we do 500 a day.
Only 500 sit-ups a day. 15, 20,
25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. So like in 2 months.
2 months.
500 a day.
And what are we going to eat?
Lettuce and chicken and brown rice and egg whites. And
no Oreos?
No.
I get no dark chocolate?
None.
Oh, well, I'm counting
what you
out.
Want? What you want? What you want? Six-pack or Oreo stomach? It's on you.
Dark chocolate.
It's on you.
Dark chocolate.
Moment on the lips.
Dark chocolate is good for you.
Yeah, but that sugar content, it just.
What the heck is that?
It gets you further from your goal.
What is that?
It's a pump.
Oh, okay.
It gets you further from your goal.
But each Oreo
equals 1,000 sit-ups.
Okay, so no Oreos, just dark chocolate.
No, nothing sweet. Like, your sweet will be what I had this morning.
The Greek yogurt with the...
Look, I put the sugar-free honey on it. And I put some raw oats on it, like raw oatmeal. Uh-uh. And I put some flaxseed on it. Mm-mm. And I sprinkled some of that Fiber One on
no.
it. It wasn't bad.
No.
No way.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't do all
no,
that.
No, you can do the Greek. And they have almond yogurt, I found out. So there's no excuse.
Okay, frozen yogurt.
Is not on anybody's diet.
Frozen yogurt.
Froyo is a treat.
Here I come.
Froyo is on cheat day. Froyo is cheat day.
No.
When you on a mission, aren't we going to that place in October, September?
I just saw a shooting star. No, I think I saw a lighter bulb.
So that's why I'm trying to hit it so hard, because tomorrow's arm.
Those people tomorrow, are like,
I don't care. But I don't care, because I want to be posing like Tyra Banks, like SI. You know what I mean? Like,
see what I have to put up
like
with?
SI with my curly hair like this and be like.
Is it going to be number 33?
Probably.
It's going to be number 33.
And I want to have my cute little sister and be like, hey. I'm at the beach. Hello. We're out of quarantine.
With a giant dark chocolate bar.
I'm probably not eating nothing.
Did I mean candy?
Is it all?
Who knows?
Is it all inclusive?
Yes.
Okay. I'm still eating salads and broccoli pops.
I'll take dark chocolate. I'll take olives.
Broccoli pops.
I'll take dark tan.
And skinless boneless breast.
skinless, boneless breasts. With the six pack.
Lean, skinless, boneless breasts.
A bearded, skinless, boneless.
I'm talking about chicken.
I am too.
Talk about if chicken. If a chicken has a beard, I'm done. That's contamination.
That chicken has some hormones.
Yeah,
meat.
Yeah.
Some hormone chicken.
The chicken is the female.
Do they eat roosters?
Can't eat it.
I mean, you can't eat a rooster.
He's tough. Because there's less roosters than chicken. So the rooster, he runs the hen house. There's a few roosters.
So it's like he got a little whorehouse going on.
Harem.
Mm-hmm. So wait, what do they do with the boy chickens? The boy chicks?
They become roosters and like
they get their own house?
Yeah, like the ram. You know, the rams, they fight for.
So they cockfighting.
No. Cockfighting is when people do it. This is natural selection.
They cockfight.
No, it's not a cockfight. The old rooster is phased out and the new little rooster comes on in.
So in today's chicken farms, what do they do?
The rooster dude comes in.
Ow!
Sorry. He comes in, does whatever he does. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he twerks on the egg. I don't know. I'm not wise in the ways of chicken egg hatching.
I would love to raise chickens, but given my current situation, I can't.
Where you gonna put them?
Tickle me up. You got a balcony?
Yeah. Now, I'm not having a little feathers all over my next. I'm stepping out there. Oh,
I can actually keep them in my backyard.
Our neighbor.
Who's my attention?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. And they grow at 4 inches. You're gonna get cussed out every which way.
No, I just give them eggs.
Eggs are expensive.
No, they're not. They're 88 cents a dozen at Aldi.
Okay, now everybody, Aldi's not on the West Coast.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, they got something comparable to it. That's
Smart and Final.
Low price.
Smart and Final.
99 cent store.
Oh, what's that other grocery store we love to go to? It's like
they got
Winco. Winco.
They got Lidl in California.
Lidl.
Yeah.
Lidl.
It's German.
It's
that store that I go to that get the champagne and all that by my office.
She's so fancy.
Yeah, I know. We had a cheese plate with pita crackers, and we had, what was it? The cheese was marinara, pepperoni marinara.
But it wasn't as good as the
tomato basil.
Tomato basil. Yeah,
that was cheese. Jeez,
that was awesome. Like that.
Yeah. I just want to
try. It tastes like a meaty.
But this has real pepperoni in it. So that's why I thought you would like it.
I thought so too. But that tomato basil.
That was good.
It was
the flavor.
Yeah.
It was the way the flavor is made.
And you know, it's like, it's real gourmet cheese, like, because it's not yellow. Like,
yeah. It tastes like pizza, kind of.
Pizza.
It tastes like pizza to me. It's like pizza.
Pizza.
Cheese and pepperoni and pizza.
Cheese and pepperoni.
We got it.
Cheese and pepperoni. Cheese and pepperoni.
Men are just.
Okay, so getting back to men, because we sidebarred.
We can have it in our lives.
So yeah. So
having tantrums.
Men are something else right now.
Something else. Something I can't even name. I can't put a finger on it.
Into cup? Okay.
Champagne.
Oh, that's my cup.
With the kiwi in it.
No, this was my cup. Why is my cup over there?
I don't even know.
Did I put it over there?
Did you pour anything in it?
I didn't. No. I don't remember putting it over there. Did you grab it? You tried to grab my cup.
I got my own cup with beverage in it.
You tried to take my cup. My pawpaw cup.
It's beverage.
Oh, I think there's something nesting in it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, so ladies, self-care. That is what we're saying today. Jesus. Normally on Monday,
fancy cheese.
Oh, okay. Normally on Monday, I do a motivational Monday. Please stop trying to put that in my mouth. That doesn't belong in my mouth. So normally I would do a motivational Monday. My name is not Terry, okay? Normally I would do a motivational Monday, but today is a menacing Monday because we just had to talk about some things and let them out. So, ladies, please know the signs if you are experiencing, you know, a nervous breakdown or any kind of, you know, your sister did.
Oh my God, I'm not saying that. She's whispering things
on the unadulterated things in my ear.
True, true events that happened.
I'm not saying that.
True events that happened earlier this week. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We'll talk about it in about 6 months, right?
Six months. We'll let you in on the secret. Because we'll talk about it later.
It was a move.
Yeah. No. Okay, just stop.
Okay.
Just stop.
I didn't mean it like that.
So anyway. Anyway.
And Bobby got cute.
Bobby. No, Tommy. Tommy.
We get Bobby.
Bobby was the lizard down the street.
No, that's Mr. Lizard.
Mr. Lizard. Okay. So anyway, ladies, normally I do like a motivational Monday, but today is a menacing Monday.
You can do motivational Tuesday.
We can do motivational Tuesday. Okay. We can talk about anxiety and things, especially if you're having them in a relationship, if you're feeling like you don't want to go home, you don't want to get out the car, if you go to your job, you don't want to get out of your car, what are you going to do? Are you going to take those feelings and you are going to use that energy to put into something else that you can do better, you know, to better yourself and your situation, or are you going to just stay there with it?
Don't.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow, because we're going to be here all week, poolside.
We're here all week.
All week.
As soon as I find my phone.
Plenty of champagne. Okay. But today, you know, we're kind of talking out of the side of our neck.
Eating cheeses.
She's eating cheese.
Cheeses.
No, I'm not sleeping with her tonight.
Cheeses. I'm not lactose. This doesn't bother me. Now that fiber, that gets me.
Okay. So don't, if you want to take this one out on a date, make sure it's not fiber.
Yeah. Nothing fiber. It helps me though. No. That fiber, if it wasn't for that fiber cereal, I would be probably, you could tie a string to my leg. I'd be floating in the air from bloating and gas, because the fiber just helps it. When I'm all health and fitness, I'm really like into that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love fitness.
Yeah.
I got the fitness book, the fitness spirit.
You got the fitness spirit.
Yeah.
She got the fitness spirit.
I do.
You know, since the COVID, I think we've all been having the fitness spirit.
I hope so.
You know, well, we have.
Well, because
we've actually been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Though.
But I think we were active before. I think of people that weren't active.
Yeah.
I don't think they suddenly became active. You know what I mean? You were a couch potato before. Like, look at the couch potatoes we know. Munchkin never evolved into a
current company.
Never evolved to a workout person. So if it was in you already, I think you were like, hey, I think this made you take notice. Like, hey, I need to get out there and walk at the park, or, you know, do whatever I can. Get on some type of regimen. You know what I mean?
I think, like, if a couple works out, like a husband and wife together, that's like so beautiful.
Yeah, because I think it can make your relationship more sexy too, because you watch each other's bodies change.
Yeah.
And one day, you know, he's taking off his clothes and you're taking off yours, and you look at each other like,
wow.
Where did that? I didn't mean to rub on you.
Okay.
Let me rub on the cup.
Yeah.
Wow, where did that come from?
Feel those indentions.
Mm-hmm. Look at them guns. Let me kiss the guns. Kissing the gun. I'm sorry.
She took it too far.
Sorry.
So, ladies, if you're in that kind of relationship and you have to take care of everything, it's time to rethink stuff, because you can do bad by yourself. It's time to lose that person. But make your exit. And
with the sister.
What?
Never mind. get some, solicit some help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your sister.
For real.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What is that?
What is what?
I thought something was behind us. It's the shadow. Don't play. Because I'm about to run that way. And I don't even know what's up.
Where are the kids?
In the house.
There's no lights on in the house.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Look, it's a big house hand puppet. That's the lizard. It's a body.
Okay.
It's a dinosaur. The dinosaur. Are you saying that?
This, you know, you never know.
Look, it's a bunny cap.
You never know how weird your siblings are until they get older. But then you wonder who's the oldest.
I'm a shining star. I really did see a shooting star. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. And I wish on all the rainbows.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And I see. I wish on all
the rainbows. Here, where's your cup? Let me pour you some more. Let me pour you some more.
Don't treat me like I need Betty Ford. Treat me like I need Betty Ford or something. That's not the case.
Wait, okay.
Look, is he killing me? He died. See, your dinosaur killed my see, cowling with fear? See, I was bold before now. Okay, now now I'm bold.
Okay, so.
That was our hand puppet section of the show, segment of the show.
That was hand puppet time.
Hand puppet time.
Okay, for real. We gotta go. You can reach me, positiveecs.com. Follow us on Instagram. My name is Ashley. Woo-hoo. This is Thimberly, ThimK. Is it ThimK? Thimberly K?
Thimberly K. Thimberly K. Something like that.
Felicia, what is it?
You better stop clapping before you signal some kind of animal.
Let me stop. Because, I mean, we are in the...
In the sticks.
They don't have alligators over here.
No. I don't know. What's in that creek?
Some eels. Dad said some eels were in there. Some, like... They got poisonous snakes.
Snakes, but not you.
It is nighttime.
They're not coming in that chlorine water. I can tell you that.
What? But we're over here. We're not in the chlorine.
Okay, but I'm going to see him before he gets...
How can you see?
I can hear a slither. Yeah, I can hear.
We need some lights over here. Mom needs to put those lights up.
We'll put them up tomorrow.
Okay.
You don't know bears? It's probably baby bears over there.
Baby bears?
I'm going to feed them some cheese, though.
They don't have any bears?
You don't know that. It's bears where I live.
Really?
That was a motorcycle. Not an animal.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Not here.
Okay. Sorry, for real. All right. We've been talking for 52 minutes and 30 some seconds.
See, we've been making so much noise. We probably scared off the wildlife.
Well, let's hope we did. Stop. So we're gonna go for real. You know where to follow us. You know where to find us. We'll be on all week. We'll probably do one tomorrow.
We'll see. I've got to get my head on.
Say about that. In London? Of course.
I didn't know what to do.
Of course.
Like we.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my
gosh.
Like
with designs and like.
Yeah.
Barack and Michelle on them.
Yeah.
Barack and Michelle on them.
They're very ghetto over there, too. It goes across the world.
Yeah.
That's across
like
borders.
Money. Like, I got money.
They got them in Norway.
T-Money.
G-Money. G-Nasty. Whatever you want to say. They have them everywhere.
Wow. They be airbrushing?
Yeah. Of course.
International Nail Gun.
And they'll put the country flag on the ring finger for you.
No.
So you can be like,
hey, No.
I'm representing
USA
or Spain or
wherever.
Or Norway or wherever you're from, wherever your beautiful country is. Right. Where Montenegro.
Montenegro?
Wherever.
MG. It was.
Okay.
I'm gonna just call it MG.
What's another country over there? Germany?
That's the big G.
France.
Francais?
No, they're saying French though. Like,
Why is my mouth tingling?
Oh, we're paused due to poor connection. Okay, yeah. So we're done. Okay, people. So thank you for tuning in. And we'll be on. I know we'll be on. We're going to have a BBQ on Saturday. Semdi. For those of you that speak Francais.
My lips are numb. I got
parle Francais.
I know what you all was talking about. I got that stuff on my lips.
Okay, well, maybe you shouldn't do that
It's
anymore.
Like mint. Bad. It's like mint.
Okay. So
mint lips.
Mr. Sippy's gonna try to hook up the what is he the house party app or something. I don't know. Something like that. But we're gonna celebrate birthdays and
Father's Day
graduation. And a graduation. Yeah, it's very dark out here. Okay. So we'll see you guys maybe later on this week. But we've got to get out of here because it's getting scary and those trees are tall.
See, I don't. Yeah, you know
we don't do trees unless they're palm trees.
Palm.
But not like these little these scary. Look at that.
I can't.
Ever since you saw that movie
Poltergeist
when the tree grabbed the boy through, she's been afraid of trees.
No, it was before that. It was that house in Michigan that we had that scary tree.
Oh, I don't remember.
Like every Michigan. Room we would go through, you could see that tree. Like
I only know Cali.
And like every time the lightning would strike, a branch would fall off. That tree was so scary. It was monstrous.
It was gonna eat her.
Monstrous.
I wasn't born yet.
Monstrous.
She's like 20 years older.
Maybe that's
all. I say she's 20 years old.
Yeah, okay.
she's slightly older.
So I'm 60 and you 40? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right? You've been dipping in that youth serum, huh? Mm-hmm.
By Ponce de Leon. I found some of youth by Ponce de Leon.
Yeah. If you're 60 and look like that, it'd be all good, right?
Yeah.
It'd be all good. Okay. All right, guys, like for real. We're going to go. We've been talking for 56 minutes. She's talking about bugs. We're out.
We're on the Fountain of Youth.
Bye.
Blessings. Okay. Woo. Dang, takes it out of you, doesn't it? No.
Or cover.
Oh, and take it out of you.
What?
Oh, I was on the floaty. You serious? Is your phone on you?
Oh, it's over here. All right, knock yourself out. Oh my gosh, I'm still recording over here.